And Shelby Pierce joins me now. It's this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Hello there, Shelby.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good morning. It's nice to have you back. We're opening up with an event that's kind of ongoing. Got underway Wednesday, actually. One of the big-time summer festivals that we all know and love. City of Lamar's is celebrating Ice Cream Days.
Yes.
Through tomorrow. Activities. There's the Lamar's Municipal Band Concert. There's a family bike ride. There's a smile contest. There's ice cream social. I think there's more than one ice cream social. It seems like anywhere
Sounds
you go
like
there, there's
going to
be
ice cream social
available. Yeah, the whole town is an ice cream social. There's a parade. I think that's tomorrow. There's art in the park also tomorrow. And there's a bunch of other stuff too. There's a full listing of events, and you can find that list on the internet at lamarsiowa.com.
And Shot in the Dark Productions presents The Gin Game with showtimes through Sunday, June 17th. In the two-person, two-act play, two strangers enter a seemingly harmless game of gin rummy, but when one of them goes on an instant winning streak, tensions build within their new friendship and the conversation starts to get personal. For more information, you can go to shotinthedarkproductions.org.
Also, ongoing theater stuff here in town, Lamb Arts Regional Theater is presenting Snapshots, a musical scrapbook, and those showtimes go through next weekend, Saturday, June 23rd. Surrounded by a lifetime of memories and phantoms of their former selves, Sue and Dan embark upon a cerebral journey to the past, rediscovering their true love that remained hidden in a lifetime of snapshots. Go to lambtheater.com for more information.
The Dickinson County Nature Center in Okoboji is hosting its first Nature at Night program. That'll be tonight, June 15th at 8:30 p.m. The event includes a one-hour walk through the park, observing nocturnal animals and those that are active at dawn and dusk. For more information, go to DickinsonCountyNatureCenter.com.
Coming up tomorrow, it's the 7th Annual Asian Festival. That'll start from noon, it'll go to 4 o'clock, and that'll be held at Riverside Park. With games for kids, there's a dragon dance, martial arts demonstrations, food, and more. Now, to find out more information on this, go to the Hong Kong Supermarket Facebook page, and they have ideas of other things that are happening there.
I just want to say that's a personal favorite event of the year for me.
Oh.
It's fantastic.
Well, we've got an endorsement.
It's the endorsement, yeah. Alrighty, Sioux City Parks and Recreation presents Movies in the Park. Yes! Showing Despicable Me 3 on Saturday, June 16th at 9 p.m. at the Grandview Bandshell. Moviegoers are asked to bring their own blankets, chairs, and snacks and enjoy a free movie. For more information, you can go to sioux-city.org.
I love impersonating Gru, but I can't think of anything appropriate that Gru would say. So I'll just let everybody imagine their own me impersonating Gru thing. Gru, of course, the main character from a Despicable Me. The Betty Strong Encounter Center presents Trick and Fancy Roping. This is something you don't get a chance to see every day. Trick and Fancy Roping featuring Joan Wells, and that'll be Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Wells is a women's world champion trick roper. She's also an inductee into the National Cowgirl Hall of Fame. Her routine requires dexterity, agility, precision, and skill, reflecting the roping style during the Wild West era. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com for more information. Again, that's happening Sunday afternoon at the Betty Strong Encounter Center.
And on Sunday, the Sioux City Municipal Band will be performing at the Grandview Park Bandshell. That will start at 7:30 p.m. You can find the Facebook page for the Sioux City Municipal Band on Facebook.
Yeah. The Dickinson County Nature Center in Okoboji is hosting a kayaking adventure camp on Tuesday and Wednesday. So that'll be the 19th and the 20th. It'll be from 9 to 11 both days. Youth ages from ages 10 to 14 will learn the basics of kayaking from a certified instructor. Go to DickinsonCountyNatureCenter.com for more information. I like the kayaks because you can flip them over.
Yeah.
You can't do that to a canoe.
That's right. That's right.
Or a rowboat. I mean, you can, but you'll...
I tell you what, there's a lot of fun going on up in Okoboji, too.
Mm-hmm.
The South Sioux City Public Library is continuing its Live at the Red Bird Cafe concert series with a performance by Rupert Waits on Tuesday, June 19th at 7 p.m. Waits is a London-born singer-songwriter and guitarist, and his music is an eclectic mix of acoustic, melodic, art, folk, with flavors of jazz, vaudeville, and cabaret. For more information, you can go to southsiouxcity.org/library.
We need more Americans named Rupert.
Yeah, we don't even have this guy. He's English. Yeah.
We're bringing him in. Mm-hmm. We're renting a Rupert. The Sioux City Parks and Rec Department is hosting a pop-up park program. It'll be at Cook Park on Wednesday. They're doing pop-up parks on and off throughout the summer. Nice. Wednesday, June 20th from 6 to 7:30. Pop-up parks will be set up at various locations throughout the summer, featuring a variety of games and different activities. Again, this one will be at Cook Park Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m.
Alrighty, the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center presents Exploration Wednesdays for Kids, Junior Explorers on Wednesday, June 20th. The first session, themed Calling All Soldiers, starts at 10 a.m. with a river pilot story followed by an obstacle course activity. The second session, called Soldiers Tryouts, starts at 11 a.m. and also includes an expedition-themed obstacle course. Each 45-minute session is designed for 3rd through 5th graders. For more information, you can go to SiouxCityLCIC.com.
I love obstacle courses for some reason.
It's really fun. It's too bad it's only for
that
age group.
Orange City Arts is going to be presenting a concert by the Orange City Area Community Band. The Orange City Area Community Band. There's a lot of identifiers for places there.
Yeah.
That'll be Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, and that'll be in Windmill Park in Orange City. The concert is part of the Onstage Orange City Summer Series. Go to orangecityarts.net to find out more.
Getting some tongue twisters in here.
Yeah, for sure.
Downtown Live presents The Rad Trads on Thursday, June 21st, starting at 6 p.m. on the lawn of the Sioux City Public Museum. The New York-based band is known for their punk rock energy and showmanship, powerful horns and a driving rhythm section, and four captivating lead vocalists. For more information, you can go to downtownlivesc.com.
And nice kind of, they got downtown, all of the, I think all of our summer series are now underway as of this cultural continuum.
There is nonstop fun stuff to do in this place.
There sure is. And then the Pearson Lakes Art Center is presenting Faces of Iowa State. It's a collection of portraits of contemporary folks who are change agents and contributors to Iowa State University. That exhibit will be on display through next week, but it goes down on Saturday, June 23rd. Go to lakesart.org. If you're up at the lakes and you wanted to see that, go ahead and take that in. That will do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have an event that you would like us to talk about, you can email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. Wishing you a very good morning on behalf of my co-host, Shelby Pierce, and executive producer, Allie Carson, and I am Steve Smith.
Oh, since you've been gone, I've been left, I've been hurting and feeling bad for myself. If I could get away from my aching brain, oh, I think I might feel alright. I've been so long, it's been cold, I've been freezing up inside myself. If I could ease this pain and just sleep all day, you know, I think I might feel alright. Well, you'd always been just the lover to me, but you were more than that, and now I see. If I could go back just to do it again, I'd give up being your lover just to be your friend. Oh, since you've been gone, I've been left, I've been hurting and feeling bad for myself. If I could get away from my aching brain, I said I think I might feel alright. We'll be right back. I feel all right.